Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the seventh parak of Maseches Demai. Today we're going to be finishing off Maseches Demai with Parak Zayin Mishnah Ches. And then we're going to, very exciting, we're going to begin Maseches Kilayim with Parak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The final Mishnah in Maseches Demai, Parak Zayin Mishnah Ches, is going to be dealing with a situation where a person has a whole wine cellar in his basement where he has a lot of wine. And we're going to see that he's going to designate some of that wine as Maaser Rishon. It's going to go to the Levi. The only problem is, in each of the five cases that the Mishnah is going to be discussing, he forgets which row, which section, which barrels did I designate as Maaser Rishon. So we're going to see that in each case, he forgot what he designated, so we're going to tell him what to then give as Maaser Rishon, so that he at least gives some of that which he initially designated as Maaser Rishon. Says the Mishnah, Misha hayulo eser shuros shall eser kadeyayin. A person who has 10 rows, and each row has 10 barrels of wine. 10 rows, 10 barrels in each row, that's 100 barrels of wine in total. The Amar, and this is case number one, what does he say? Shura hachitzona achas maiser. The outer row is considered to be maiser rishon, and that's initially what he designated. However, ve'en yodua ezo, he doesn't know which outer row did I designate as maiser rishon. Was it the top one, the bottom one, the left, the right? He doesn't know which row he designated as maiser rishon. So what should he do? No tel shtei chavios. Lochson, he should take two barrels that are in the corner diagonal. Lochson means diagonal. He has to take two of the diagonal barrels and use those two barrels as Maaser Rishon. Why? Because with each of those barrels is each connected to two rows. It's in the corner. They're each in opposite corners. And therefore, each of them are connected to two different rows. So automatically, he's going to at least give one of the barrels is from one of the rows that he designated. Again, there are four outer rows. He's taking the two diagonal corners. And therefore, at least some of the wine that he initially designated as Maaser Rishon, he's now going to give as Maaser Rishon. That was case number one. Case number two. Chatzi Shura Hachitzona Achas Maaser. What does he say? That I'm designating half of one of the outer rows as Maaser. Okay, half of one of the outer rows as Maaser. Ve'enu Yodua Ezo. But I don't know. He doesn't know which half of which row did he designate. So what does he have to do? No tel arba chavios me arba zavios. What should he do? He has to take four of the barrels from the four different corners. So each corner, there are four corners. Each corner has a barrel. He has to take some of my serishon from each of those barrels. From each of those barrels, he has to give my serishon, because then at least we know that they're going to be connected in some way to a half of one of the rows. Right, again, we don't know which half, but at least if he takes from each corner, then he's going to at least give something from what he initially designated as Maaser Rishon. Now, again, a lot of the Mishnayos have diagrams to make this a little bit easier, so I'm doing my best to explain it, but certainly my Mishnah has a diagram, and if your Mishnah has a diagram, that will make it much easier. That was case number two. Case number three. A person says, Shura Achas Maaser. He just is one of the rows of the barrels are considered to be Maaser, so what should he do? He doesn't know which row did I designate as Maaser Rishon. What should he do? No till Shura Achas Lochson. All he has to do is take the diagonal row, and if he takes the Maaser Rishon from all of the barrels going in a diagonal, then he'll take at least from one of them, one of the rows, the one that he initially chose, that he initially designated, will have a representation in the Maaser Rishon. We don't know which one, but at least we know diagonal is going to touch all of the rows, and therefore he had given a Maaser Rishon from one of the barrels that he initially designated. That was number three. Now we're up to case number four. Person says, Chatzi Shura Achas Maaser. Half of one of the rows is Maaser. Again, he doesn't know which row, but half of one of the rows is Maaser. Ve'eni Yodea Ezo, he doesn't know which one. What should he do? No tel shtei shuros, lochson. He should take two rows diagonally in each direction. So from one corner diagonal a little bit, and from the other corner diagonal. And then we know that at least he's going to touch one of the barrels that of the ones that he initially designated will be represented as Maaser Rishon. And again, he's going to pour all of them into the big barrel that's going to be given as Maaser Rishon. Final case of our Mishnah and of the Masechta. Chavis Achas Maaser. A person simply says one barrel. One barrel is going to be Maaser Rishon, but the Eino Yodea Izu, he doesn't know which barrel did I designate, which barrel did I give, and declare will be belonging to the Leviim as part of Maaser Rishon. Says the Mishnah, no tell me kol chavis vechavis. He literally needs to go to every one of his 100 baskets and put a little bit in to the bigger barrel as Maaser Rishon, because again, we don't know which barrel, and he has to give at least something from the initial barrel that he designated. Solik Maseches Demai. We finished Maseches Demai, and now we're going to begin Maseches Kilayim. Now we should just know by introduction, by way of introduction to Maseches Kilayim. Maseches Kilayim is going to be dealing with a variety of mixtures, prohibited mixtures, mixtures that are usur in a variety of ways for a variety of reasons, which we will discuss. By and large, Kilayim is a chok. It's one of those things that we don't fully understand the reason behind. One of the classic examples that I'm sure many of us are familiar with is shatnez. When you mix wool and linen together, you're not allowed to wear such clothing. And we're going to see there are a lot of other examples as well of kilayim, of mixtures that are prohibited, of mixtures that are usur. The Masechta is going to begin discussing mixtures when it comes to plants. We've been discussing a lot of farming, and we're going to be continuing in that vein, discussing various plants as it pertains to kilayim. The general rule is that when it comes to certain plants of different species that are different, you're not allowed to plant them next to one another. You're not allowed to plant them together. However, as our Mishnah will begin and teach us, you are allowed to plant species together that are the same variety of the same species. They may not be the exact same thing, they may be a little bit different, but by and large, they're all from the same mishpacha, right? They're all from the same family, and therefore you're allowed to plant them together, and the Isser of Kilayim would not apply to them. So our mission now is going to discuss various situations and cases where these plants are really the same variety of the same species, and therefore they may be planted together. Says the Mishnah, Hachitim v'hazunin einon kilayim zebozeh. You have wheat and you have zunin. Zunin are like these little weeds that would be in the wheat field. We're not going to be so specific when it comes to a lot of these things because we don't really understand farming, at least I don't. But when it comes to wheat and the zunin, the weeds in the wheat field, there's no kilayim, says the Mishnah, because really they're just the same variety of the same species. They're a little bit different, but they're part of the same planting family, and therefore they would not create the iser of kilayim. Continues the Mishnah, Hasa'orim vishiboles shual. When it comes to barley and oats, also there's no kilayim by them because they're part of the same family. Hakusmin vahashifon. When it comes to spelt and shifon is rye, also a little bit different, but they're part of the same grain family, and therefore you're allowed to plant them next to each other, no issue of kilayim. Hapol vahasapir are really two different types of beans, or a pea, a hapol. So like this broad bean, sapir, it's like a pea from Egypt, whatever, the Nile, whatever the case may be. But regardless, these are really part of the same family, and therefore the Isur of Kilayim wouldn't apply to them. Continues the Mishnah, HaPorkdon v'HaTofach. When it comes to, these are different types of peas, a grass pea, a red gray grass pea, whatever the case may be, once again, part of the same family, no Isur of Kilayim. Ufol HaLavon v'Shashuas. Also different types of beans. Einam kilayim zebozeh, says the Mishnah. All of these cases, there's no iser, there's no prohibition of kilayim, because at the end of the day, they're all part of the same family, they're all part of the same mishpacha, and therefore there's no iser of kilayim. Quick review. The last Mishnah, Maseches Demai, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, discussed this case of the 10 rows of 10 barrels of Maaser of wine. He designated Maaser Rishon. We weren't sure exactly, he wasn't sure exactly which row, which section, which barrels, and so on and so forth. And we ultimately saw that in the different cases, we made him separate Maaser Rishon from different sections to try and at least get some of that which he originally designated, even if we don't know exactly what he did designate. And then Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Maseches Kilayim taught us the general principle that when it comes to planting certain things near each other, you're not allowed to do that. However, you are allowed to plant various plants that may not be the same exact plant, but they come from the same species of plants, and therefore the Isser of Kilayim would not apply to them. Have a great day.